Welcome to Slime Wire. Choose your own adventure. Torai Tanti 2 and EK Men Sensei are broadcasting out of Portland, Oregon and Shikoku, Japan respectively. Vaporwave has begun to seep into the material world. We are living in dangerous times. Join us in our quest for truth in the vapor sphere. This is episode 2833, baby. We don't talk about vaporwave at all in this one. We discuss vaccinations in both America and Japan, tattoos, Israel and Palestine, Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live, Donald Trump, and the new YSL compilation tape Slime Language 2. The boys are tired in this one. We're sorry. SlimeWire will always be here for you. SlimeWire will prevail. We will now begin the show.
Alright, mahalo. Welcome to the SlimeWire podcast. This is episode 2833, baby. Hey. I am your host, Tritonti2. I'm broadcasting out of Portland, Oregon, and I'm joined by Shikoku's most handsome man, Japan's premier minister of loneliness.
Minister of loneliness, the most handsome man in Japan. That's EK Men Sensei coming to you live from not Shikoku, Shikoku. Japan. And yeah, I'm here. Our radio listeners can't hear us. They can't see me right now, but I'm in a dark room, hanging out, ready to go.
Nice. What's up? How's life? We haven't talked in a bit.
It has been a while, hasn't it? It has been a while since you and I've shot the shit. I'm just hanging out. It's a rainy season in Japan right now, so it gets really humid. Like really fucking humid, and rain falls every day. It gets really, really rainy. But it's feeding the rice crop and ensuring the survival of the crop. So that's okay.
Nice.
Some small little kids that live next to me have taken an interest in me, and they want to hang out all the time. So I just got done playing with some small Japanese children.
What do Japanese children do to play? Like, what do they do?
Oh, they do all sorts of shit. They want to, so today we made some little dongo out of mud. It was just like some little balls out of mud. And then we played jump rope. We had a jump rope competition.
Wait, what do you mean dongo? Like, you just made balls out of mud? What did you do with them?
We just made them. And they gave them to me. They're like, here you go, Evan. I was like, thank you. And then, I threw them away.
And that's then, nice.
And then they recently discovered that I had a cigarette butt left outside of my, like, in the, like, weeds that I didn't know about.
Nice.
And they found it. They were like, oh, you smoke cigarettes. Oh, that's ha 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 ha. And so they keep on drawing. They draw little pictures of me, and they call me Tobacco Eban.
That's fucking awesome. You're the cigarette smoker of Japan.
They draw little pictures of me smoking a cigarette, and they call me Tobacco Eban. I keep on trying to tell them that I quit, but they're like, no, you're Tobacco Eban.
And, well, they did find a butt. I mean, you left evidence.
A, yeah. So they call me Tobacco Eban. And then today we went and collected little pill bugs and fucking bugs from the forest and put them in a bag.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
No, it's really fun. It's really tiring, though. I'm really tired.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I had a really good time.
Nice. Speaking of tobacco, I should be Tobacco Morgan. Like, I guess we... We like called you, but I was hanging out with the boys, and I don't know if you know Marcus. Marcus's girlfriend has gotten into stick and poke tattoos.
Oh, no shit!
Apparently, she's real good at them, and I was going to get my first tattoo ever. I don't have any tattoos, but I wanted her to do a cigarette on my arm.
Nice.
But then they all took some shrooms, and I was like, it's going to take a while, and halfway through, you're going to be shrooming. And so I decided not to go through with it. Yeah. But I think I'm going to go through with it one of these days. I'm going to get a cigarette tattoo right on my arm.
Hell yeah, dude. Like a big-ass cigarette? Like a stick-and-poke cigarette?
Not like a big-ass one. Like a, you know, like a traditional Portland piece of shit, like minimalist
stick-and-poke tattoo.
Stick-and-poke cigarette, you know? That's all the rage right now, yeah.
I think you should hold out for like a photorealistic cigarette.
Nah, I sort of just want like a black and white, like shitty, you know. I don't really want any like intense tattoos or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. Where are you going to get it on your arm? Are you going to get it in a highly visible place, or are you going to get it like on your forearm?
I was thinking on the forearm, but like you know, like under it, so like you have to move your arm and flex it to like sort of show it, you know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I feel like that's the perfect spot.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Get a cigarette, maybe get... You always know I wanted to just get a cheeseburger.
No, I've never heard about this.
That's my tattoo that I really want to get, just a cheeseburger on my arm.
Do they do, like, tattoos in Japan?
No, well, they... Only if you are a member of a gang.
Well, so, you could join a gang.
Yeah, I could join a gang. And if you want to join the gang, like the big gang, you have to cut off your pinky finger.
Really?
So I don't want to do that. If you get like a, if you become like a high level Yakuza member, you have to cut off your pinky finger.
So Yakuza is the only people in Japan that get tattoos? Like, yeah, surely it must be like some sort of young person. Like cultural thing.
Probably in the big city, there's some kids that get tattoos, but it's much, much more frowned upon because of the heavy gang associations. So you don't really see people with tattoos ever, unless they're gang members.
That's actually kind of cool because I feel like there's way too many tattoos going on in America. I feel like it's not like subversive or edgy anymore.
Everybody's got a fucking tattoo. Everybody has a tattoo.
Every single person, like, yeah. But I was talking to my coworkers about it because the only reason I thought about it was because one of my coworkers asked me if I had any tattoos, and I was like, no. And then I thought back, and my current roommate doesn't have any, and my roommate before that, which was Aaron, he doesn't have any, and then my roommate before that, which was you don't have any.
Whoa, we're like, yeah, you're rolling with the no tattoo gang. No tattoo boys.
I seem to just attract good, wholesome boys like myself.
I was going to say, yeah, we're like pure boys. Pure body, pure souls. We're the pure body boys.
I don't have any piercings either.
Yeah, me neither. I keep my body pure.
Well, speaking of keeping your body pure...
Israel.
I don't know. I was going to talk about vaccines. How's the vaccine thing going over there?
You know, they haven't done anything yet, and they're not going to for a long time, because they're just like convinced it's not really a problem. No, it's weird. Like, they're starting to vaccinate people in Japan right now. Health workers and older people, they're starting it up.
What vaccines are they getting? Are they getting the American ones?
Yeah, they're getting Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. But like, if you think like the anti-vax stuff is bad in America, like in Japan, it's ridiculous. It's like 50% of all people are going to get it because they are a bunch of morons. So they're not going to get it. it's just kind of starting to trickle out right now. There was a big thing that on one of the message boards for my very small prefecture, somebody posted that you can get
foreigners can get vaccines right now.
Nice.
There was apparently a hospital, there was a clinic that got a bunch of them for medical workers, and then they had some left over. And so they were like, okay, foreigners can now take these. So I think I'm going to do that probably within the next week. So yeah, I'm probably going to get one illegally.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, I've been like putting it off because like, not because I'm like ideologically opposed to it, although I will say that I do not trust science.
Of course.
Like, science is bullshit. And also, like, I mean, let's not fool ourselves. These vaccines were incredibly rushed. Anybody saying that they weren't, like, that's just a pure lie. Like, it's experimental. But I do trust them in the way that they're, like, the amount that they're spreading them, it's like they wouldn't be trying to give the entire populace this fucking shot if weren't pretty confident that it wasn't going to fuck everything up. Like, I've put enough illicit drugs into my system that are, like, definitely not for human consumption. And, you know,
totally.
You definitely have. You've probably done more drugs than me. Yeah. So I'm not, like, I'm not too worried about it. But, like, I was, like, it just sucks, man. It was, like, I'm, like, I've got anxiety. I don't like going to the doctor or the dentist or anything. And the whole thing was, like, you had to, like, fucking, like, try and sign up online, and you had to get up super early because all the spots were like getting filled, and like the whole thing was just stressing me out. And like my mom was like constantly like texting me asking me when I was gonna get vaccinated and shit, and it was just like super stressful. And I just like figured like if I just wait, like, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, I work in a building that has a health clinic inside of it, and I know they have vaccines because like a few months ago, the power in the building went out, and like they came to us because they were like, "Do you guys have any ice? We have to transport these vaccines."
Yeah.
And so I was just pissed. It's like, I'm working in this place that has vaccines. Why can't I just go get one over there? Why do I have to go through like all this other extra bullshit?
Oh yeah, well, I have to do the paperwork like in Japanese for this shot. Yeah, so like it's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
I mean, why? Well, like, I mean, are you really like, do you really feel like that strongly that you need to get it, that you have to like, that you're gonna like put a bunch of effort into it, you know?
Yeah, because if I get, I mean, like, you know,
you probably won't be able to travel unless you have it, right?
Yeah, there's that. And then there's just the fact that like, if I get sick in Japan, there's so many horror stories of like, people go into like Japanese hospitals and the Japanese staff being like, oh, he's a gaijin, just put him in the basement, or he's a foreigner, just put him in the basement, and like, you know, we'll deal with him later.
What? what are you talking about? Really?
You know, there's so many, if you go on the internet, so many stories of like like a foreigner working in Japan gets sick, has to go to the hospital, and they just like tie him down to like a bed and forget about him or whatever.
What? I've never heard about any. What?
Oh yeah, dude, that shit happens all the fucking time.
That's so fucking crazy.
There's at least two or three stories of that happening. I mean, like, Japan's a first world country, but it's not as first world as America, so you know that shit's gonna happen.
So their healthcare system is fucked.
Their healthcare system is great. For Japanese
people. For Japanese people. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like a second class citizen over there.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yeah, total second class citizen. You know, you get discriminated against all the time. You get people talking, you know, you get like old guys being like, when you walk down the street.
You've experienced real life racism.
I've been discriminated against, absolutely.
Wow.
You fucking kidding me? Yeah, it's hilarious.
You've never told me about any of this. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get discriminated against, like, mildly on a near daily basis. That's just what it is. But, you know, you don't care because, like, most of the people that are discriminating against you are just old men. And so my kind of line of thought is, like, you know, I could beat you up if I wanted to. So, like, I don't know. Yeah, most of the time when you get discriminated against, it's just some old Japanese nationalist who's like 75 years old, and they sneer at you at like a on the train station or whatever. And you're just like, okay, whatever. You don't matter. Nobody cares about you. whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to hype up the children of Japan so that they won't be like you when they're older, you know?
You're literally like the like fucking like you're like, have you seen that like woke CIA ad?
No.
The CIA put out an advertisement because we actually covered this when they like redid their whole website and they changed their logo to like the Dream Catalog logo. They did they put out an ad and it's like a middle-aged Latina woman that's like, I'm a middle-aged Latinx woman that has anxiety disorder and I'm cis heteronormative and I'm a CIA operative. And it's like, yeah, you're literally that. You're the PMC of Japan. You're like the new woke era.
Oh, absolutely.
Teaching the kids.
No, a big part of why I'm here is to like expose rural Japanese children to the concept of a foreigner. You know, that's literally like in the job description, more or less. I'm the only foreigner around here. They all are freaking
out. I thought
you
had friends that were foreigners. Don't you have that old guy that lives near you?
Yeah, they live in slightly different towns. So I'm the only one in my little tiny town.
Oh,
yeah, dude. And I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm doing a good job. All of my kids really like me. So I feel like they're going to grow up. And when they see another foreigner, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, that guy probably is like a goofy clown. Yeah.
He probably has a tangential vaporwave podcast.
Yeah, because I totally tell all my kids about this. They're tuning in.
I hope you do. What I was saying about vaccines, like, yeah, I was being like hella lazy, and it turns out I was fucking right. I just needed to wait long enough, and now the health clinic just has a bunch of vaccines, and I can just like, I'm just gonna go in tomorrow and get one. So,
well, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, get it.
I mean, really, the thing with like wearing masks every day and stuff is like, I haven't gotten sick all year, which has been real nice. But I guess the vaccine is like most likely going to make me very ill, which is not going to feel good, you know?
It knocks you out for a day. Yeah, that sucks, but you got to do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do it.
Dude, there is going to be so much shit that you, like, when you get that vaccine, you should just run out into the street and hug the first person that you see.
Well, God, I mean, Portland, the first person I see is going to be like high on meth.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Hug a random old lady. She'll be terrified.
There was this dude that was like hanging out outside my work like not too long ago, like real like fucking meth head, and he was like trying to break into people's cars, and so like we like kicked him off the property and banned him from the property, and he just moved like a block down the way and like he just hangs out a block away now. And I was going over because I was walking towards the Max stop, and I was like waiting for the street light to change, and he like kind of came up behind me and just tapped me on the shoulder, and then I like looked behind, and he was like, he's like nodding off on heroin, so he's like fucking barely falling down, and then he just had his fists up like he wanted to fight.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny. I just walked away.
Sorry, I gotta. Somebody's knocking on my door.
It's probably the children.
It is probably the children. They probably want to give me another drawing of me smoking cigarettes and drinking. I'll be right back.
I'll be here.
Sorry.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Daddy.
Thank you. See you Monday. Right, you know. See you. Thank 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 you.
Hell yeah, dog. I just got some motherfucking cuts. Sorry. Anyways. Hello? Oh. Oh, yeah. Morgan?
What'd you get?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got some pork cutlets. Deep fried pork cutlets and a salad. Oh, I'm so excited. It smells so fucking good, dude.
From the children? Who gave it to you?
I think the kid's grandma made it in to say thank you for playing with her kids.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think I was kind of playing with them to distract them from something that the grandma and grandpa had to do. Oh, hell yeah, bro. I'm so fucking pumped to eat this. Okay, but yeah, so anyway, so the heroin addict almost killed you? Is that where we left off?
No, he tapped my shoulder because he put his fists up like a, why are you on a, like, you know, like a, like he was trying to instigate a fist fight. But he was nearly falling down from his heroin addiction.
He was from the heroin. Yeah, that'll do it.
And I just walked away. And actually, it was crazy because I walked across the street and there were like three dudes like standing on the other side of the street, just like staring at me and like yelling at me. And so I just like, I crossed the other way and like I had to walk like around a few blocks. But yeah, I don't know. Downtown Portland, specifically that MAC stop, was like, is a Union Station.
Oh yeah,
so Union that's, Station. It's like the dirtiest area.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is the most disgusting place in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Yeah, I remember one time I met some guys at Union Station that were like, "Hey, do you want to smoke this dime bag with us?" And I was like, I was 18 and I just had entered college, so I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, let's go." And we went to like this hotel room and it was like these two, like, you know, just like skinny dudes with like skinny tall guys with like long faces, you know?
Yeah. He had like
a piercing and his mom was in there. Their mom was like in the hotel room and they were like,
"Wait, you went into this guy's hotel room from Union Station?"
Yeah.
Damn.
I had no idea that it was like I was in severe danger. And his mom was in there and they were like, "Yeah, dude, we've just been like living in hotel rooms with our mom. Do you want to smoke this dime bag with us?" And yeah, so I smoked the dime bag.
Nice.
It felt pretty good.
I remember one time it was outside of Ondine. I was hanging out with little Luke and there was this 6'4" like old black man just crying on the bench. Like he was sitting on the smoker's bench just crying. And I and me and little Luke were going down there to like smoke a cig or something, and he told me like he was crying and he told us this whole story about how he's like breaking up with his wife and all this wild shit. We ended up like smoking him out a joint and then like a few days later, cause I had this shitty podunk fucking bank that the only store in Portland was next to Union Station cause they bought it before that place turned into hell. Mm. And so I had to go all the way down to Union Station to like go to this bank. And I was with little Luke, like, again. And then we're, like, going back over to the Max, and there's, like, this crew of fucking dudes just, like, smoking crack, like, out in the open. And they were, like, yelling at us, and one of them was Maurice.
the big, tall, crying black guy that we had met a couple days earlier. And he was like, oh, these guys are cool. Let them go. Let them go. And yeah, it all worked out.
Wow. Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
See, that's the kindness of strangers. You never know when when it's going to come right back around.
Yeah, but you can only interactions, like you can only have them when you're like real young and you're like too stupid to know when to not talk to strangers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like you remember that guy Ronnie that like would like house street kids in his dorm and shit?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He like fucking like I let him use my cell phone to call his street kid friend named Foolish. And then Foolish used my cell phone a couple times. And then like for like a whole year, I would get calls from Foolish's mom asking where Foolish was. And then like one time I was walking across the steel bridge and some guy jumped out of the bushes with a stick in his mouth. Like he was chewing on a stick and he was like, y'all went the wrong way, man. Y'all went the wrong way. I was with Santi and Molly. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then Ronnie, like, jumps out of the bushes and was like, oh, these guys are cool. These guys are cool. Let them go. Let them go. So it's, like, basically the same story. Like, if you ingratiate yourself to street kids, you can get out of a lot of shit.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, that's really, like, I mean, that's, like, a you chose like a story path in like Skyrim that like led to like a bonus later down in your life, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like you invested in something. Most people would not have talked to Foolish or Foolish's mom, and then they would have got mugged.
Yeah, but I'd rather not compare my life story to like stupid nerd shit.
Well, you know, that's just kind of how it is. Like,
if you
meet somebody, like I feel like it's pretty common to, if you live in a big city, that you get mugged, right? Or that somebody tries to fuck with you in some way, and you haven't had that experience precisely because you've invested yourself into being kind to homeless people.
Yeah, you're actually right. Yeah,
yeah. So that's why you get to say, no, actually I've never been mugged. But now you chase them down the street. You chase them away from your place of business.
Yeah, so, yeah. And now I don't, like, wander around downtown, like, super late at night anymore.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I mean, do you still go to bars? Are the bars closed still?
They're not closed, but they close at 11 o'clock. So it's got like, I get out of work at, like, 9:30. What, I'm going to spend $6 for a drink? And just like drink two drinks and then leave. Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Bars close around 9 around here, which really sucks.
What? That's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. So like it's weird because like we have like much less corona than anywhere in America, but we have much more severe like countermeasures against corona, which is probably why we don't have as much corona in the first place. So it's kind of good, but like, yeah, there were like 60 cases in my prefecture last week. And they were like, oh, we got to put down total moratorium on like all restaurants. So everything closes at 9. It really sucks. I'm really bored.
How late were they open before that?
Depending on the restaurant, it'll change. Like most bars are probably open to like 2 or 3. Lots of restaurants are open till about midnight. But, like, there are no, like, restaurant, like, there's no, like, cutoff time for drinks in Japan. So you can serve alcohol as late as you want.
Oh, swag.
But most restaurants just don't want to stay open that late. I don't know why. So, like, most of them
will come. You'd have to schedule people to work that late. Like, of course they want to close.
Yeah. Usually, like, I'm sorry. I just had to eat that.
What was it? Pork links?
Pork cutlets.
Oh, nice.
Deep fried pork cutlets. You can't beat it. Yeah, usually the ramen restaurants will stay open really late because drunk salarymen like to stop off at a ramen restaurant before they go home to try to stave off the worst effects of a hangover.
Nice.
Which I have tried and it totally works. If you eat like a big ass bowl of ramen after drinking a shit ton of shitty Japanese beer, your hangover will be much better in the morning.
Damn.
Yeah, highly recommended. Highly recommended hangover cure. but yeah, so life has been fairly boring for me. I went to my my friend's birthday party. It was last week. And I went and yeah, it was an uneventful and demure and boring party.
Swag.
Yeah.
All right, so so Israel, what's going on with Israel? Yeah, yeah. What's going on with Palestine? You're a more learned man than I. You're more politically active, I think. I don't know. Smart.
Not
smart
really.
in that area.
Really, I mean, I'm pretty ignorant, especially when it comes to Palestine.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, well, I mean, of course, like, of course, I'm aware that Israel is like trying to colonize and ethnically cleanse Palestine, which I do not agree with. Fuck that.
Yeah, and, fuck Israel, dude.
Yeah, fuck Israel. Like, do you remember, like, did you ever have, like, a history part in, like, school, in, like, high school about this stuff?
No.
We totally had a, well, that's even worse, but we had a whole segment about Israel and Palestine, and it was, like, the moral super of the story. Israel. It wasn't even pro-Israel. It was just the moral of the story was, like, and this is just a thing that nobody knows the answer to. This is just two people that have, you know, they both think they own the land. And what are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it?
It's just like, you know, and yeah, it's, I mean, it, the whole thing is just equating what Israel's doing to what Palestine's doing. But like, it's not equatable at all. And,
no, no. Yeah. Like yeah. The latest attacks, like five. I mean, you do get into a sort of thing where you're like comparing deaths. Right, but it's always it's like consistently like,
and civilian deaths specifically.
Yeah, yeah, like an Israeli guy chokes on an ice cube at a Palestinian restaurant, and then like they fucking like kill 300 Palestinian children and shit like that. But yeah, so it looks like it's gonna be, from what I've heard, it may escalate into a full blown war.
Definitely going to escalate. Like, it can only escalate further.
Yeah, well, like, no, I mean, these things happen all the time in Israel and Palestine, and usually it doesn't escalate to like a genocidal level. But this time, the way, like, from what I've heard, Netanyahu is posturing to be like, okay, we're just gonna go ahead and kill all of you right now. Because, like, the amount of, like, remaining land that the Palestinians legally have is, well, like, fucking ridiculously small at this point. It's tiny.
And it's, like, they only legally have it in, like, certain, like, only certain people would say that they legally have it. Israelis would say that they don't legally have any land.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Yeah, this might be it. They might just exterminate all of Palestine. Strange juxtaposition. Jews killing people.
Yeah, I mean, what's like sort of interesting to me is like you've seen I've seen the videos of like the bombs going off like late at night. Like it's super crazy. And it's always taken like the videos are taken in Israel and like the idea is it's supposed to be like a depiction of Palestinians bombing Israel, but also from what I've like heard, like most of the, so first off, Israel has like a dome, right? Of like anti-missile things. which America gave to them. Like,
yeah,
America's tax dollars paid for that. And also from what I've heard, the Palestinian rockets or whatever are like, you know, they're very, like, they're basically fireworks. Like, they're not like
70s Soviet, like, leftover rockets. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the, a very, like, the, yeah, I don't, the technology is not equitable or equatable. Or...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Israel is a first world country that is like one of, it's like in like the top 30 best economies in the world. And everybody there has a high standard of living and they have strong security systems. And then Palestine is a third world destitute slum where people are forced to live transient lives. They don't have, you know, basic rights. So yeah. Yeah, it's a horrible shit show. But I mean, like, what are you gonna do? And who knows what's going to happen?
One thing that is happening, and one thing that like people are doing, is that like it's being shared all over social media. And I thought this was an interesting thing because, like, you know that I've like railed hard against the like Instagram infographic like side of politics and like all that bullshit. But it seems like normies are into defending Palestine right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, right?
That is very true. I think it's like it has become a very normalized opinion in the internet age that like, oh yeah, this is a total genocidal, like Auschwitz-like situation that the West has created for Palestine. Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's become very common. But the other thing that you have to like watch out for is that a big amount of support for Palestine is actually white supremacists, like anti-Semites, that are actually just anti-Israel, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that is, like...
And I mean, what's worse? White supremacists or, like, dumb Instagram infographics? Infographics, you know? What's the bigger evil? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, white supremacists are the bigger evil.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I remember my my.
But the point I'm trying to make by comparing the two is that, like, yeah, this is something that I've like I've railed hard against these Instagram infographic political designers. I don't know what you'd call them, but they are serving like a. It seems to me that they're serving like a noble purpose. And, you know, maybe these anti-Israelite white supremacists, if they're going to help protect Palestine, the free people, free country, which has like Christians and Muslims and Jews inside of it, like, which isn't an ethno state. You know, maybe that is good.
Yeah, no. An enemy of my enemy is my friend. But also you gotta watch out. I think that's that's just like the moral quandary of it. Like the ultimate moral quandary of it is that it's the Jews. It's the Jews that are doing this, for Christ's sake. They had a rough time of it. And they finally got their own little slice of the pie. And they're suddenly like becoming everything that they were persecuted by, which doesn't make it right at all, but it's like, you know, there's a chance that that Israel and Palestine, who knows, in the distant future, both states will be wiped away by some East versus West larger conflict, and the Jews will be forced once again to roam about the world, casting about for a new home. And then all this will be in the past.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But yeah. I don't know. How many people were there that were killed in the Palestine or in the Israeli retaliations? I think it was like 35.
Yeah, like it's not like that many, but a lot of them were like children.
Oh, yeah.
like women and children, so it's like very fucked up. I'll say the Palestinian people are very fucking brave for like standing up to that shit. Like,
yeah,
damn.
For sure.
And that is what's going to continue this conflict, is their like sheer bravery and like will. You know, they actually have something to live for.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that the another thing that supporters of Israel like to trot out is that like Hamas is they're definitely like a terrorist organization, or they're funded by terrorist organizations in Egypt. And B, they don't have like the best, like they don't necessarily, what pro-Israel people will say is that they do not really have the interests of the Palestinian people at heart, and they are just trying to selfishly seize power. I don't think that's true. But I don't know. They're definitely going for it.
Yeah, they're going for it. And those videos are insane. Those videos are vaporwave as fuck, bro.
Those fucking, the missiles in the sky blowing up.
Yeah, imagine just like, and that's like, and they're, it's over like civilian areas too. Like, these aren't like military bases. Like, there's people like just walking out of their houses and seeing like that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is totally insane.
Who knows? Maybe we'll all see it one day.
Yeah, seems like something similar is in the future for people here in the U.S.
Word. I don't know. I don't really want to talk that much about it because, like I said, I'm dumb. I'm not any sort of authority on the matter.
Yeah, I will also cop to my total ignorance regarding Palestine and Israel. But I mean, the other thing is that, like, to really understand it, you have to understand like hundreds of years of extremely complicated, like, land battles and grabs and shit. Like, anything in that area is like so complex for any of us to understand. You know, it's not cutting there.
All right, word. Well, so we want to talk about Young Thug, and we want to talk about Musk on SNL. I feel like both of those things could be culture portion aspects.
Yeah, let's save it for the culture arena.
Do you want to take a little break?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette. You should too, Mr. Tobacco Evan.
Tobacco Evan.
Tobacco Evan. What would that? What would you say?
Tobacco Morgan.
Morgan. Is that what they?
Morgan.
All right.
I think it would be either Morugan or Moagan.
Yeah, because I only have two vowels in my name, so it wouldn't be Morugan.
Yeah, the R has to get converted into a R, so it would be Morgan.
Swag. All right, I'm going to smoke.
Take beats on the track, boy. I asked my ex why she lied to me. She told me, oomph, why you play me? I told her, bitch, please stop lying. Hey, check the road, bitch, it's my time. It's slide more to the death of me. Don't say you love me if you won't care for me. I see my haters on the sideline. Heaven told me I'm in top five. My heart tried to reach the mill. I did this shit without a deal. She gon' ride or die. She look me in my eyes, say, fool, baby, I'm slide. They piece me up and said, babe, I'm round with slime. I asked my ex why she lied to me. She told me, oomph, why you play me? I told her, bitch, please stop lying. Hey, check the roadie, bitch, it's my time. It's slide more to the death of me. Don't say leave my haters on the sideline. Heaven told me I'm in top five. It ain't slime, keep me real. My nigga got me with a shield. I keep this Draco nigga pointing how you talk to me. I swear to God, I'm in tears. My ex can only see me virtually. Keep this shit 1,000. Jimmy trousers, chrome heart transpiring. 2010, first murder cost about 10. Rack, jet a spin. You can tell by the way I grin. I been chrome hunting it. Fuck is a bargain. Came in this bitch with twins, my nigga, no Mr. Rogers. I ran up me some rats and put my own in the Rogers. Got 40-pointer bracelet on my wrist. I'm sorry, I ain't trying to hit like that. Put you to my dog and let my dog get up out and right. I can get him killed 20 times cause my money righteous. Niggas can't walk a mile in my fucking Nikes. I have my ex, why she lied to me? She told me, oof, and why you play me? I told her, bitch, please stop lying. Hey, check the rollie, bitch, it's my time. It's slide more to the death of me. Don't say you love me if you won't care for me. I see my haters on the sideline. Heaven told me I'm in top five. My heart tried to reach the mill. I did this shit without a deal. I swear to God I'm in tears. I gotta tell you how I feel.
I'm back, baby.
Ew.
And we're back with the culture portion of the SlimeWire podcast, episode 2833. Yeah, so Elon Musk recently hosted SNL. It's very bizarre.
Oh, I thought he just appeared in a sketch.
No, he was the host. He was in, I think, all of the sketches. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched his monologue, and I watched one of the sketches. The sketch that I watched was him as Wario. And,
very nice.
Yeah, you watched that, too. You recently watched it. Do you have any initial reaction?
I thought it was shitty.
Yeah, it was very bad. He's not funny. He did have an okay Italian accent. I'll give him that.
I don't think he had a very good Italian accent.
Yeah, he probably didn't.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought his accent was shitty. But Grimes' accent was okay.
Yeah, Grimes was in there as well. Imagine being like an OG, like 2012, like Grimes head. Like people back then were like fucking fetishizing her like so much, and like
mentioned
that she starts dating Elon Musk, has a kid with Elon Musk, probably one of the like most like spurgy people in the public eye, and yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Probably one of the most scientifically advanced children to be like on the market today, you know.
Yeah, that sketch was really wild because I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like, here, hold on. I'm going to take my jacket off. I feel like SNL is like, it's gotten so bad. Like, it's so bad. And I used to be like a fan of SNL. Like, really? Growing up. Yeah, growing up, I had like a book that was like the history of SNL, and I was like sort of nerdy about like all the casts and stuff. I had all those DVDs that were like best of Chris Farley, best of David Spade, best of Adam Sandler, you know, that type of shit. Because I was a young theater nerd, and yeah, I was like, yeah, as a kid, I was like into all that, and yeah, so the show, all that, and all that stuff. But yeah, so I was like I've like been into SNL. Like I was very into SNL like in my youth, but like it's like, yeah, you can't like, it's impossible to not notice how like horrible it is like now. And but I mean the thing, like the only like redeeming like sort of quality about SNL is that it's A, it's like it's an American institution that's been on for like 40 years.
Yeah.
B, it's like actually live. And like C, like it reflects the culture like to a certain extent. And so like American culture is so fucked and like horrible right now that like of course SNL is really bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like now like the only thing that they can do to like continue to be relevant is like have these freak like sideshow hosts, you know, like Musk on there. They should have Trump. They should have Trump host it like next week, and like way more people would watch it than watch it normally, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I've never been into it. I always just thought it wasn't funny, but I do understand that like recently over winter when the lockdown was like really strong in Japan and didn't have anything to do, I would you know, just fucking go on YouTube, and I got desperate for shit to watch, so I started watching John Mulaney stand-up clips. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's a former...
I have no idea who that is.
He's a former writer on that show. And he's now, like, a pretty big stand-up comedian. I think he's touted as sort of... He's supposed to be, like, the next big stand-up comedian, because he's very, not rapey, you know?
There is no next big stand-up comedian. Like, that genre of art is, like, completely dead, you know?
Yeah, but he's, like, the people that still want stand-up to live on are touting him as being the next guy. He's the next big guy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And, I thought he was kind of funny. He looks like a guy who definitely hasn't sexually molested anybody. So he's got that going for him.
Nice.
But he's on SNL, and like he has like stories about it. And I can see why. I can see the allure, glamour, the glitz, like the big show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So
I understand why you would be into it. But yeah, I thought that Elon Musk just looked like a guy who was like did not know what the fuck he was doing and was barely even trying to act. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure he, like, definitely doesn't know how to act at all.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm sure part of the appeal of, like, the joke of having Elon Musk on SNL is not that he's going to, like, deliver some sort of great performance. Like, the joke is that you put this, in his own words, Aspergian guy in these situations, and you get to watch him try and be a comedic actor. And that's supposed to be why it's funny. It's just a freak show, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I still don't... Like, I watched the sketch, but I didn't really understand the premise or, like, why they decided to make Elon Musk into Wario. Like, is there any, like, connection between Elon Musk and Wario?
I feel like it should have been Waluigi, right? Like, that fits much more of his meme persona.
Yeah. Yeah, he's spindly, for sure.
Yeah.
And Wario was never rich. Wario was always trying to get rich. He was always trying to swindle people into getting rich. So I feel like that didn't make any sense to me. And it was just about, like, Princess Peach fucking Luigi? Or fucking Wario? Is that what it was?
It was about Princess Peach, a.k.a. Grimes, was fucking Luigi, and it was but Wario was testifying against Mario or something. I don't know. It was it didn't make much sense.
Yeah, that sounds shitty. And like, how dare you, like, you know, bring sex into such a beloved children's franchise? You know what I mean? Like,
they're not the first people to bring sex into Mario.
Yeah, but the only other people that were doing that before were, like, anime nerds safely relegated to DeviantArt and 4chan, right?
Where they should be.
It'd be like, it'd be like if Saturday Night Live took, like, The Lion King and made it about, like, Simba fucking his mom or whatever, you know?
That's kind of a show I could get behind. I feel like that'd be kind of funny.
But there's children who love Mario. One of my students loves Mario, and he drew me a little drawing of Mario. And it said, "Evan, thank you so much for teaching me. I learned so much from you." And so, you know, I feel like that's sacred ground for me.
And then there's a little drawing of Mario?
Yeah. He's a kid. He doesn't, I mean, he just likes Mario, so he drew Mario.
Okay. That's crazy. But I mean, anyway.
I don't want that kid to, like, see this deranged performance by this fucking weed-smoking, emerald mine-owning...
this apartheid South Africa wealth inheriting...
Yeah, exactly.
...the shit. Who makes cars that are, like, just literally, like, not built well. They're just shoddily built. And they just break and explode. They explode. Yeah. They kill people.
Yeah, and they're literally made out of the bones of dead South Africans. That's how they are environmentally friendly, because it's the ground up bodies of dead South African slaves that they run on.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, yeah, Musk on SNL, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I give that no busts. No room.
SNL will only be good if they get Donald Trump to host again. Please bring my mans on.
If they have Donald Trump on every week from now on.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch it every single week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, no doubt. next time for the next show, we need to, Donald Trump has he made a new platform for where he's basically it's basically Twitter, but it's only Donald Trump tweets.
Wait, he did? He actually did it?
Yeah. You haven't heard about this?
Yeah. What did you call? Yeah, you got it.
I think it's just realdonaldjtrump.com or something. But, like, yeah, he's tweeting, but it's just to this one website. And hell, it's just him. Nobody else is tweeting. But, yeah, he had a funny bit about the winner of the Kentucky Derby, as if any, like, he always talks about these, like, weird American institutions from, like, the 1960s that nobody cares about, you know? Like the Academy Awards and the Kentucky Derby and the Grammys, you know.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to start reading that every day.
Yeah, yeah, you should subscribe. I think you can get it. I think you can get it emailed to you every day.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you want to read one? Do you have them up?
Is it just DonaldJTrump.com?
Probably, but it's like literally like it looks like Twitter.
Oh, okay. This isn't it.
RealDonaldJTrump.com, maybe?
Okay, hold up real quick.
Hold up. Technical difficulties. EK Man Sensei is now trying to contact former President Donald Trump, possibly current President Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States.
Asking him if he actually is still the president.
We have not given up hope. Joe Biden is a facade. The election was stolen. The election was rigged.
Joe Biden isn't president. Donald Trump's been president the whole time, baby.
Do you think it's at all possible that the election was rigged?
Nah.
Not at all? You don't think there's any possibility?
Oh, yeah. I feel like it was kind of rigged. I mean, I don't know.
They did release that, like, New York Times article basically, like, saying, we rigged it. Here's how we did it. They did it for a good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is, like, it was just a very, very strong effort by people to, like, any non-illegal advantage that could be gained in the election was exploited.
Yeah. Right? I mean, the idea that, I mean, I think it is very real that the entire like media sphere, like the entire mainstream media was against him for good reason. But I mean, that is unprecedented in elections. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, everybody in the media like universe was just freaking out for years and fucking years and years. So like, yeah, they were all totally against him. And now I can't imagine what the next backlash is going to be from the Republican Party, because like, that's what Republicans were like for fucking Obama, right?
Yeah, I don't know if, I mean, I'm sure he's going to run again in 2020. I don't know. If he runs again in 2024, he's definitely going to win, is my prediction. But I'm not sure they're going to allow him to, you know. Like, they might, like, because the Republican Party does have a lot to lose with him at the helm, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know, like...
One person, should they go up or down? It's a powerful person. It's important.
You better shut that bitch up.
I'm going to look at it. Maybe later.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get back to you. I'll tell you what I think of it. I'll give you my opinion.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think they have a lot to lose with having him. If he runs and wins again, then, I mean, obviously they have a lot to gain. But if he runs and loses, which is very possible based on how the last election went, like...
Yeah.
Then the Republican Party's like pretty much over, right? Like
over forever.
Yeah.
Well, right now most of the most Republican senators and congressmen and the, you know, establishment Republicans are basically just towing the same lines that Donald Trump left for them, right? Like they're gathering around Trump's platform as their platform moving forward. So like they seem determined. I mean, I think they're basically just total opportunists and are just looking at it and thinking, well, we have this like voter base and this really strong, impassioned voter base that Donald Trump whipped up for us. And we just need to do whatever we can to keep it. So like, we're gonna tell them what they wanna hear. From what we know of what they want to hear, they just want to hear about how, you know, Democrats are gay and AOC's a bitch and how immigrants are ruining the country.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all well and good, but, like, that, like, completely changes when Donald Trump is running for president, because then they have to either support him or not support him. And if they don't support him, then that whole group of people is going to turn against them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I think if he runs, then, like...
They will be forced to accept him.
Yeah, he'll win the Republican Party nomination, for sure. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Republicans, like, at the last Republican National Convention, they all were... basically just discussing things that Donald Trump had been discussing, like how Antifa's out of control and, you know, China's gonna release another virus and all this, you know, just crazy QAnon bullshit. And they're just doing it because that's what they know is gonna work with the base, with their base.
Yeah.
I think that the, like, Republican establishment is... If you think that like Democrats are out of touch with normal people, the Republican national, like the Republican establishment is so out of touch with what their voters' lives are like that they would have no idea how to create a platform of political, of like items that would appeal to that base. Like they have no idea. Like Chris Christie and Paul Ryan have no idea how to reach the group of people that they rely on to vote for them, right? So they just have to use what Donald Trump made for them. Like they have no savvy and they have no ability to sway the Republican base in any other direction than what it's already going.
So they just got to hold on for dear life. And so they're just going to try to emulate Donald Trump's movement for as long as they can.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to 2024. If Donald Trump became president again, I feel like it would be kind of comfortable, you know? It'd be cozy.
Yeah, it'd be sort of, yeah, I mean, who knows? I wouldn't really care either other way, honestly. Like,
yeah, it doesn't really affect our lives.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, whatever. Young Thug, baby.
Young Thug.
Slime Language 2.
Well, let's hear you're a little disappointed with this album?
Well, first off, it's not a Young Thug solo album. It's a compilation. It's a sequel to the original Slime Language, which was, I mean, basically shit. Not good. There were really not any good songs from it. This one, like when it came out, I really liked it actually. Like I listened to it like nonstop for like maybe like a week, maybe like 3 or 4 days. And then I sort of just forgot about it. They released a deluxe version and I haven't even listened to that yet. But you know, I don't know. I feel like on this, like it's like Young Thug is not like at his best. Like he's not controlling the thing. It's more the other people and he's just sort of like a side character. I mean, he's definitely like a presence in like almost all of the songs, but you know, like at least a third of the album doesn't have Young Thug on it, which, you know, is like, I'm not interested in all those other dudes. And the songs that do have Young Thug, like none of them really made like that much of it's all posse cuts. And there's just not much like flavor to it. I don't know. I work with this African dude that's like super cool. And like we talk about rap a lot. And after this came out, he was like, "This new Young Thug album, it's trash, man." And I was like, "No, it's good." And he was like, "You had all the superstars on it, and he couldn't even make number one, man." But I mean, he's right. Like, I mean, the album did debut at like number one, and then it got knocked off like the next week. And I was like, that's what I told him. I was like, it was number one. He was like, for a week, and then it got knocked off, man, with all the superstars. So like, which is, I mean, it's true. Like, he has Travis Scott and like Drake and like
Gunna and
Lil Baby,
You know, he had everything going for him on this LP.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, this should have been like pure fire, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I was listening to it, like, I just felt like the production on it and the performances on it, like, it just sounds like whenever I listen to a Young Thug production, a Young Thug mix. It just sounds like, I don't know, like the way that trap should be, you know? It just sounds like comfortable.
Yeah, it's definitely like the cream of the crop, like the engineers and like whatever is going on behind the scenes, like they have it down to like such a formula.
Yes.
And but it becomes like less recognizable as you like keep listening to it, because like there's nothing that really sets it apart.
One thing I
think is really interesting, though, is with which has to do with the amount of people that he has on this project, is that like every single rapper on here sounds like Young Thug, which is amazing. Every single person is trying to be Young Thug, you know?
Yeah, that was a big problem for me just because I wanted to be able to differentiate who it was. and I do not have the ear to do it.
Oh, I know the second Young Thug's on the hook. I'm like, that's Thugger.
Oh, that's Thugger. Yeah. I just like, when you listen to like other trap artists, it sounds like they are like almost uniformly borrowing elements of trap music and like trying to like infuse it with like other types of hip hop to give it some kind of legitimacy that they think it's lacking or whatever, or, you know, like putting like real instruments on it. I don't know, like spaghetti Western samples over it or whatever. Like I'm thinking of like a Migos style beat. It sounds like, you know, they're obviously like huge trap stars, but their music doesn't sound like pure trap. It sounds like they're
it's like
they're conspicuously trying to borrow it because they know it's popular, and they would be doing something else if something else was popular, you know. But like Young Thug, like you can just tell, is like that's just what he and his posse, that's what they know. That's what they're in. Like,
I mean, it's the sound that he like sort of created or like commandeered, you know. Like,
yeah,
everybody sounds like Young Thug now.
Yeah, like, I just listening to those beats, there's just like so much, like I just felt like the sample on Sky, or no,
Sky's a great fucking song.
Yeah,
there are like amazing tracks on here, like not gonna lie, but yeah, there's just not as many as was on So Much Fun. Like when I heard So Much Fun, it's like that's all I could listen to for like 2 months, you know, and like
yeah,
this just doesn't carry that weight.
Okay, I also felt like it didn't live up to its pedigree, but like I don't know, when I was listening to like the little piano loop on Slatty, just sounds like,
oh god, yeah,
it just sounds great. I just love it. I'm sorry, Ski. I meant Ski.
Ski. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So that, you know, that was what I like while I was listening, and I was like, yeah, you know, this is how this music should be, and this is how this music really speaks. Like, it's unabashed. It's unashamed of itself.
Yeah, and it's like scientifically designed, perfect like music.
Yeah.
In the way that like a lot of like old school like 80s funk was like just every single element of it was like perfect. Nice. And I feel like this kind of music is like it's continuing in that tradition.
I totally believe. Yeah. So that I did really like about it, but you are right that the like just the amount of people coming in are like, it just, yeah, it muddies it up. And I think that a lot of these people, you know, once again, I'm ignorant. Like, I know that he's got a lot of big names on here, but forgive me.
All the big names, all the like really big names, you would know who they are. Like, yeah, you know who Gunna is, you know who Travis Scott is, you know who Drake is, obviously. And like Lil Uzi Vert. He has Rowdy Rebel, who was he's the guy that like was buds with Bobby Shmurda, and like he was in jail with Bobby Shmurda, and he just got out. This is his first song out after like 7 years in jail. Like, also a lot of these people on here are like literally Young Thug's family. Like, he has both of his sisters are on this album.
So I wish he had done more of that. I wish it was like a Young Thug album and he could have all of the features on like the same amount of features, except it's just like people that he knows. Because when I looked at like looking at the list of features on it, I was like, this looks like it's basically just Young Thug and his friends and his buddies.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he knows all these people, but like some of them are very famous. But like other ones are, like literally like his sisters or his brothers. My favorite track is fucking Real with Unfunk. It's the one that has the like acoustic guitar in the back.
It sounds
like a beautiful Thugger Girls like B side. That's his brother, the other guy on that track.
No shit.
Yeah. One of his, he's from a family of like 12 siblings or something? Like fucking crazy.
Yeah, see, I would have loved to hear all 12 of his siblings get on the track.
Well, they're not all rappers, you know. One of them's deaf.
Well,
When I was hanging out with the boys, I was hanging out with Marcus, and they were like shrooming, and I was trying to turn him on to Young Thug, and he was like, you know, I mean, he saw Young Thug as like just sort of like another trap rapper, like nothing special. And I was like, no, like literally, like listen to it, A, because it's crazy. It's different than anything you ever heard. Like, if you really sit down and listen to Young Thug, it's so different. Like, it's leagues above everybody else. And then I was like, and the other thing is that, like, everybody that Young Thug, like, surrounds himself, like Lil Baby and Gunna, who are, like, arguably bigger than him right now, like, they're just his friends. He just puts everybody on. He's from abject poverty. He has 6 kids. He has 12 brothers and sisters. And, like, all he cares about is being so ridiculously rich that nobody in his life has to ever want for anything. And that's what he's done. Like, he doesn't care about being, like, critically acclaimed. Like, he just does that by accident. He's just accidentally that great, you know? But that's never been his goal. His goal has just to been to, like, become rich enough to where he can put his friends on.
Yeah, that pure, like, goodness of heart. Like, I don't think that Young Thug would even understand the concept of, like, getting big and, like, getting big for its own sake, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he's above that. He's better than that.
He's really, like, the most wholesome, like, rapper. Like,
oh, truly. Even though he, like, just pops nothing but fucking pills all day and doesn't, you know, go to sleep for 2 days in a row.
Those are his superpowers.
Yeah, for sure.
He's Superman.
Yeah, he's a god.
Of the rap game. Yeah.
Like, figured out how to, like, contort his body or, like, you know, alter his body to, like, live a superhuman existence. You know? And that's where you get all these crazy ideas from.
Yeah, he's such a genius. Which is why I was underwhelmed. Like, you know, I expect more. I expect more from Thugger.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the next big Thugger solo album, right? Like, the next big statement from him, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like you maybe expecting a bunch from Thug is like, that's not a winning game because, like, he's not in it to be a genius. He just happens to be a genius, you know? Yeah. Like, he's not trying.
But, like, are we ever going to
get... just comes out, like...
Are we ever going to get back to the days of Jeffrey where it just seemed like it was, like, the weirdest thing in the world?
I don't think we are. Honestly, like, I read the... this is going to sound really lame, but I read the Pitchfork review of this album. and I hate Pitchfork reviews, but they actually said something that, like, I thought was really interesting, where they said, like, you can't think of Thug as, like, this, like, he's never gonna be, like, a fucking elder statesman of, like, hip-hop. Like, he's never gonna be that. He's gonna fade out. But what he was and what he is he's a shooting star that, like, we all got to be witness to. You know, we got to see him, like literally, like, reach so far ahead of anybody else and, like, accomplish such amazing things. And then just, and then it fizzles out, you know. He can only be that way for so long. And I think that's, like, the trajectory of, like, most musical geniuses in history.
Yeah, that's
they have, like, a few years where they're, like, the best of the best, and then it's like it sort of dies after that.
Yeah, he can't go back to those times when he was so provocative that it was like that nobody even knew what to make of him, because if he just kept on doing that, then it would just become blasé, right?
Yeah.
And if he just kept on trying to, like, shock value people, then it would just run out of oomph.
And it doesn't help that every other rapper is copying him. So,
Yeah.
If you put something out that's genuinely his, it's like you've already heard like 50 songs from that year that sound just like it because everybody else is trying to be Young Thug. Like, there's a big rapper out, like one that got really big last year called Roddy Ricch. And he had like a feature on a DaBaby song.
And I thought it was Young, like I would hear it on the radio or like at work. I thought it was Young Thug for like 3 weeks. And then I found out it wasn't Young Thug. But the guy, it's like, it's a to a fucking T. He's doing Young Thug. Like,
Yeah, his influence will be felt for many generations to come.
He's the greatest artist of our generation.
Absolutely. I'm in 100% agreement. And you are totally right. I would not want him to keep on, like, trying to push an envelope that isn't there anymore and risk becoming the, like, prince of trap. Because while Prince was super envelope pushing in the beginning, he eventually became a total husk of his former self and a weird guy that made really shitty music. So you don't want that.
But we'll always have Barter Six and Jeffrey and Beautiful Thugger Girls.
Absolutely.
And Slime Language or Slime Season 1, 2, and 3.
And 3. Can't get over those. Yeah, I listened to Slime Season 1 after I finished this new Slime Language EP, and I was like, damn, I hadn't really listened to that. I hadn't really listened to any of the Slime seasons.
It's really good. Some of his best tracks, man. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's really interesting. It's really weird, you know? Way more like, I don't know, yeah, just like off the wall, experimental than his bigger releases.
Do you know the song Quarterback? I think it's on Slime Season 1. That song is, that's my favorite Thug song. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Well, here's to the old Thugger. Hopefully we'll get one more good album out of him.
I think we will. I think his next, like, even So Much Fun was like, it was like his experimental appeal was dying by the time that album came out. But that album's still, it's so much fun. Like, it's everything about it is so fun, you know? And so, yeah, I can't wait for the next thing. But the compilation tapes, I think they mostly serve as a conduit for him to, like, create a stage for his friends and his family.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
All right, yeah. I guess I'm going to end the podcast with the song Quarterback by Young Thug. Because
dude, sounds like a plan.
It's so fucking good, bro. I don't have anything else I want to talk about.
I'm good.
All right, sayonara.
Big sayonara to you.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.
Ninth grade. Listen, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Ninth grade quarterback, Washington High.
Ninth grade.
We in the trap, all these rules reply.
Listen, nigga.
Keep it in your lap, not to the side.
Yeah.
Endorse yourself, all your cars glide.
Breathe easy, bitch, I might get teased.
Not a please,
no,
I might make it easy. Hey, top rope, I might just sing it. Die in a nigga, it no meal. Mama duck eating good like she supposed to. Spent the dub on my teeth and my ghost too. Spent the sister on the bracelet for the old news. Spent the guy on the red carpet, ooh, ooh.
So many black chains on the like a gold teeth. Woo! Pop me up every week.
Woo!
Yo bitch gon' suck me loose like she don't got no G.
She even suckin' better than the time she holdin' me. Frank of my ass, see? Yeah. I'm smoking pot while you smoke weed. Hey. Wait, yeah. Just cause I'm slide don't mean treat me.
What's the break?
Great quarterback, Washington High.
Ninth grade.
When you in the trap, all these rules reply.
Listen, nigga.
Keep it in your lap, not to the side.
Yeah.
Endorse yourself, all your cars glide.
Woo!
Breathe easy. Yeah. Bitch, I might just teach.
Might just teach.
Not a pleaser.
No.
I might make it easy.
Shit.
Hey, top row, I might just seen her.
What?
That in a nigga, ignore me.
What's Quavo? 50 bands on your head, my niggas, take the charge.
All of my niggas, 1,000, they get it. Yo niggas, you flexin' and flogin'.
Flexin'.
Two bitches with me, they menage. I fuck them and smash them, put them on the market.
Smack.
I make them go cookin', they bring me the money. Yeah. Back movin' silent, camouflagin'.
Side eye skipper, the flipper came up from nickels.
Flipper.
Green diamonds like a deal pickle.
Sure.
Everybody know that I'm in the field. Drinkin' and pullin' up double seal.
Man.
Remember the days I was roll runnin', takin' trips across the country, Jeff for money. You fuck with my squad, then they start dumpin'. Take the pot and slam dunk it.
Tim Duncan.
Ninth grade quarterback, Washington High.
Ninth grade.
When you in the trap, all these rules reply.
Listen, nigga.
Keep it in your lap, not to the side.
Damn.
Endorse yourself, all your cars glide.
Woo!
Breathe easy. Bitch, I might just teach.
Might just teach.
Not a please.
No.
I might make it easy.
Yeah.
Hey, top row, I might just sing it. And a nigga
these nigga be watching, they speculate.
Watchin'.
Feeling myself, but no masturbation.
I'm
22, rich with no education.
What
is gon' end one day, read it in Revelation.
God.
Good run, she deserve a scholarship.
Just put
some light lighters, you know that I pocket it.
Bitch,
you be calling my phone and I'm mapping them, dabbing them. My diamonds coming from Africa.
I'm smoking no Salvador, pure from El Salvador.
I got on my Cartier, eating on caviar.
Be
sipping, licking on the nickel. Double down, effing and shooting out missiles. Diamonds get attention like a nigga when he whistle. The niggas caught you slipping because you didn't have a pistol.
Watch
your gag bag and I flip it like a nickel.
Bag.
Two bitches with me, nigga, coming, Malcolm in the middle.
Oh!
Ninth grade quarterback, Washington High.
Ninth grade.
When you in the trap, all these rules reply.
Listen,
keep it in your lap, not to the side.
Scrap.
Yeah. Endorse yourself, all your cars glide.
Woo!
Free and easy.
Word.
Bitch, I might just teach.
Word.
Not a please.
Whoa.
I might make it easy.
Yeah.
Hey, top row, I might just sing it.
Yeah.
Die in a nigga, it no meal.
Ninth grade, I was serving quarter pound.
Pound.
Trap rule, nigga, scrap, jigging pound. Make a move like John Cena. Catch a nigga, bitch, while I'm mingling. Diamonds on my neck, blingin'. In the Phantom of the Opera, leaning. Two double cook got me fiendin'. I dream of genie, bitches in bikini. They dreamin' for the fettuccine. Pull up and drop my top all like Houdini. Giuseppe's on my feet, so far as eat. Motor fitted, dabbin' in the lead. Stitch your head down like I'm Benny Singer. What's crackin', crippin', nigga, twistin' fingers. Long way and thugger, John. I slip in the club with the Fowdy and Nina. I look at his head, call it Buzzer B. Smoking OG Moon Rock, miss with the D's. Javante walking on the stars.
Just look at it, bitch, just eat it up.
Jump on the dick, she gon' skin it up. Pull up in a fucking Bentley truck. Long way, bitch.